our next guest, we're going to be talking about something that's near and dear to my heart because I did it, and that's making a career out of wildlife. And the Auburn School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences has a number of different career choices that you can make, but the newest one is a career in wildlife enterprise management, and we've got Steve Ditchkoff with us today. Steve, I got a question for you, and that's, you know, what made you decide to go into wildlife as a career?
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on the show, first of all. I chased my passion. I grew up in the outdoors, exposed to, fishing in the outdoors with my father, and, originally got into it, said, boy, this is a great way to be able to work outside and spend time in the woods, and naively thinking it would be a great way to find good spots for deer hunting. It evolved a little bit, and I really, just grew to love the management, research, teaching side of it.
There's always an angle. I think that's everybody in the back of their heads going, I'm going to figure out a way to hunt more and make money off of it. But well, that's awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about this new path, wildlife enterprise management. Why now? Why start this track now?
Well, it's just, a colleague of mine, Dr. Mark Smith here, we were talking, and, it was a couple of years ago, we were at a conference, we were talking with someone else, and we heard about a similar major across campus, or across the country. I mean, Kansas State was introducing something like that. And with just, changes in the university and a desire to improve and enhance the, our offerings in our wildlife program, we thought about it more and more, and we said, good gosh, this is a great opportunity right now to deliver a major that really is not available anywhere across the country and provide our graduates with a skill set that really sets them apart and makes them unique and marketable for certain types of jobs.
Has y'all's research shown that demand for, these kind of sporting experiences, I'll call them, people that are willing to travel, they're willing to spend quite a bit of money to get outdoors and do something related to hunting and fishing. Are y'all seeing that the demand for that is high?
It is. It is. And there's two ways I'd answer that question. Number one, as part of this, we did a little bit of research and tried to figure out what sorts of, hunting lodges, fishing lodges, and similar sorts of recreational opportunities exist within a 250-mile radius of Auburn, and we came up with over 1,000-plus.
Wow.
We just don't think there's that many. When you sit and think about it, but when you really do the digging, there's a lot of opportunity for these graduates. But number two, we worked with a group, I've got with some colleagues that manage a global hunting and fishing lodge management business. They have places in Argentina and all over the world. And right now, they go to hospitality programs for their employees. They try and find hospitality graduates that have an interest in hunting or fishing. And we said, gosh dang, we can do better than that.
Right. That makes sense. You may not know this, but I actually started out at Auburn in agricultural communications. And my dad used to mess with me, and he'd say, what are you going to do, talk to cows? And but you're exactly right. Having some business knowledge, and in this case, hospitality knowledge, is paramount alongside the wildlife management, wildlife sciences, to being, being able to be an asset to these types of enterprises. Are these students that are entering this coursework, are they kind of taking coursework across campus, so to speak, or is all this housed right there in the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences?
Well, home base is within the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences, but this major is really a partnership. It's a partnership between the wildlife program, the hospitality program, and the business programs on campus. We're working with those two groups, the College of Business and the College of Human Sciences, to work to provide our students with foundational knowledge in three areas, in wildlife, in hospitality, and in business. Recognizing that there's a lot of opportunity to be successful in this, when you develop these outdoor enterprises. However, many people that do them just do not have the background or the skill set to be successful in the marketing, business, hospitality side of things. It's not just a simple thing of growing big deer or catching lots of fish or something like that. There's a lot more to providing that customer, that good experience for the customer, but as well as running a business. And so it's really designed to provide graduates that have that foundational knowledge in all three.
Well, I commend you guys for doing this. I think it's going to be a really good track, and I wish something like that would have been available when I was going to college.
We hear a lot of that. There's a lot of people talking about it.
Yeah.
They have chosen a different major.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's a really neat coursework. What type of, if I graduated with this degree, what are some job titles? Who would I be?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're right up front with our students, and the fact that, you know, upon graduation, they're not ready to go out and be the manager of some, you know, high-end hunting or fishing lodge across the globe. Just like our business graduates aren't ready to be the CEO of a company, they're going to have to work their way up through the system. But we're very confident that they're going to be very marketable working at hunting lodges and fishing lodges. More recently, we've been approached by folks with some nonprofit organizations that believe that this is probably going to be the best major across the country for training students to go work for NGOs or some of these nonprofit organizations that are very interested in outdoor sorts of activities, such as Ducks Unlimited or Quality Deer Management Association. So we're looking into enhancing the degree here in the next couple of years to train students along those lines as well, not just go into the outdoor enterprise in terms of consumptive use and hunting and fishing, but also make them marketable to be more in the nonprofit sector where they can impact resource management and conservation as well.
When are the classes actually going to begin to be able to start getting credit towards this degree?
Well, you know, right now it is technically not an official major. In December, it goes before the Alabama Commission of Higher Education to receive a vote on whether or not it can be an accepted major. We foresee no problems. It's already been approved by the Auburn Board of Trustees. Technically, it will be a major in January if it gets the approval by AIC in December. But it won't really go on the books until August, fall of 19. But students can begin taking classes as early as this coming spring. I'm sorry.
What about internship opportunities? Have y'all been able to line up some internship opportunities? Or are you getting a lot of interest from companies and businesses wanting interns from this particular major?
We have. You know, we think that this is going to be a big part of our program to be able to advertise the opportunities that we have for our students because we're only one of two of these programs across the country. There's almost no competition for students to be able to go out and get internships. And there's a lot of employers out there that are trying to hire interns and essentially put them through a three-month job interview. And so we've been working very closely with numerous organizations and companies across the country and across the globe. We've got the opportunity to send students to Argentina, Uruguay, Hawaii, South Africa, England, Canada, lots of different places where they are waiting for to be contacted for internship opportunities right now. And we anticipate during the coming months to really enhance that list, and our goal is to have about 100 to 200 enterprises out there that are just waiting on Auburn students to contact them. So we're real excited about it.
Well, some of those internship opportunities are kind of making me rethink maybe I need to go back to school.
Yeah.
What about, you know, tell me a little bit about y'all's student to faculty ratio. So, you know, how many students will be in this program, and then what kind of faculty do y'all have for it?
Well, you know, right now we have, you know, it's impossible to predict how many students we're going to have, but all evidence right now is pointing to the fact that we're going to have a good number of students.
So it's basically not a limited amount.
At this time, it's not a limited amount. If we take a look at how the other program across the country grew, they had about 25 students per class after about 5-6 years. We're going to kind of evaluate this as we've moved forward in the next couple of years and see what we're able to handle. But we're anticipating somewhere probably in the 25 to 30 to 40 students. Nothing more. We don't anticipate anything more than that, but, you know, we just don't know how it's going to go. With regards to faculty, we have 10 faculty in the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences. But what we're real excited about is President Leith, the president here at Auburn University, has taken a real interest in, because of his outdoor interests in the wildlife program here at Auburn, and he has made a commitment to significantly enhance the number of wildlife faculty in the school. And so we're hoping to be at about 13 or 14 faculty here in about 2 or 3 years, which is, you know, considering we will have a total of about, between our three majors, our wildlife ecology major, our wildlife pre-vet, and now our wildlife enterprise management major, we anticipate having 14 faculty for about 200 to 250 students, or 300 students total, which is a high faculty to student ratio. And so, but the number of students in classes, you know, we get to know our students, you know, on a personal basis, you know, through advising, and we know them on a first name basis. And it's just, it's a great opportunity for students that really want to chase their passion.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a really great opportunity. It's my pleasure to talk with Dr. Steve Ditchkoff with the Auburn University School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences. And before the break, we were talking about their degree in wildlife enterprise management. And Steve, one of the questions I had for you is this program going to be a curriculumed course, meaning a set coursework and a set time frame, or is it going to be somewhat flexible?
There's, you know, it's both. You know, it is a unique major. It's its own major, and we have a curriculum set up where there's a lot of courses that students need to take. However, there's also broken into this. There's four courses that where students have the flexibility to expand their education in areas of hospitality or wildlife management or business. So they can kind of push it their own direction depending upon what interests them.
I see. So, and it sounded like before the break, you know, y'all's real focus for this degree is on the resource, whether it be hunting, fishing, you know, the client. So the resources where they're going to be learning about wildlife sciences.
They are going to be learning about wildlife sciences, but really it's a three-pronged approach. It's, you know, like it's resource management, but it also has, you know, another third of that is hospitality and another third of that is going to be the business side.
Right. So focused on the resource, focused on the client, the end customer, and then focused on the business side of things as well. I like that approach. As far as, you know, we've been talking a lot about, we've been mentioning hunting lodges, but will this apply into the fishing realm as well?
Yes. I mean, we think it is. It's, you know, one of the first things we ask our, you know, students when they express interest is we say, why do you want to do this? And most of them respond, they say, well, I love to hunt fish. And then we kind of dampen that a little bit and tell them, so you won't be doing any hunting and fishing, you know. And they say, well, I love wildlife. Well, you're not going to play with wildlife. This is about the customer.
Right.
And so really the skills here are, you know, it's a foundational understanding and resource management, but it's those hospitality and business skills that really set these students apart.
Now, I've glanced through the curriculum, the coursework, and I'm noticing some coursework on biomaterials. Tell me a little bit about that.
Biomaterials in this major?
Biomaterials and packaging courses? Am I seeing that correctly, or am I just seeing that?
That's another major that we have here in the school.
I see. I got you. Okay. Well, talk a little bit about entry requirements. So is this something that a student's going to have to know about, know he or she wants to do before they attend Auburn, or something they can decide in their freshman year?
It's something that they can decide in their freshman year. We pretty much have this set up right now where, you know, students can transfer in just about any time, and we've had a number of students come and expressed interest that are sophomores and juniors at Auburn, and we're working to modify their schedules so that they can, you know, hopefully do this and, you know, in two and a half years and get out and graduate on time. Obviously, the longer you wait, the more challenging it becomes, but it's, you know, it's really designed for, we have it set up so that we can recruit students, you know, as they realize they have an interest in this and get them, if we can get them into their freshman or sophomore year, we can more than likely get them to flow right through this major.
This degree is one of only two such programs in the United States. That's correct, right?
Correct.
And you mentioned the other is at Kansas State?
Kansas State.
Tell me a little bit about the program. How long has theirs been around? And you know, I imagine it's gained in popularity quite a bit.
Yeah, their program has been around, I think it's about 6 years now, 7 years, and it's been very successful. We called and spoke with them and got answers to a few questions about it. They have approximately two-thirds of their students come from the state of Kansas, but a third come from out of state. They currently have a student from Alabama that's in their program, and they're pulling students all as far away as Connecticut in the Northwest into their program. And so, you know, we think this is one of the unique aspects of our major is going to be this one's going to pull a lot of students from out of state, and so there's going to be a lot more cultural integration of different ideas and people from different parts of the country, and so our students are going to be exposed to that as well.
This being an undergraduate degree, is there a research component involved in it at all?
There is not a research component involved. And another question we've had is whether or not we have a graduate program, and at this time we don't. However, we do think that this is really set up well for if a student wanted to go on and continue and get an MBA, because our students are going to graduate with a business minor. And if they wanted to go on and get some additional training in the business side of things and make themselves more marketable, they'd be able to do that very easily.
Well, that's actually what I did. I did my undergraduate degree at Auburn and then Troy, and then went on to get an MBA. And it's a good track if you want to end up in business. And that was what was lacking from my education, my undergraduate education. Was the business side, and it looks like you guys are really addressing that well in terms of your three-pronged approach. Steve, I really appreciate you being here. If someone wants to get more information about this degree, where can they go, and do you have any type of outreach coming up?
Yeah, what I would say is that they can contact the School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences, or they can go to our website, School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences, and there's going to be contact information on there, or contact and call anybody in the school.
All right. Steve Ditchkoff with the Auburn University School of Forestry and Wildlife Sciences. Steve, I appreciate you being here.